not. A great deal.
We've got a good many things going. Trying to get as much as possible for the Sunday story so we hope to be able to see on the money problem. Sunday papers are the best way to get at it.
Yeah, that question is getting into the mail, basically. Right. But the inquiry paper, it's my only volume of paper, will go.
You'll read the times. We are.
Here in the lawyer's room.
They undoubtedly. We're getting a little backbeat from some of the people in contact with him that he really doesn't have. He doesn't really have as much as the papers have carried in connection with Watergate. So apparently most of his statement will concentrate on miscellaneous things he thinks he can dig up.
I rather think that basically his settlement of a lot of the authorities could go into some business of the plumber's operation and
Yes, sir, unless we can develop some real holds in some of the...
That would help us.
Yeah, right, that we can collect this credibility on. We might want to develop some things for people on the Hill to say, make sure we get into the newspapers, that sort of thing, so we have to anticipate as best as problem possible when we're trying to prepare some material, you know. Broad range of things that we could come
up with. Yeah, the trouble is, case like this, you see, we don't have an unfortunate man. We don't know who he was, but I checked with him earlier, but no more than anything else. What he gave me to do, I don't know what he gave me to do.
I don't know what all he worked on.
But he must have worked on just on any number of things, you know, responsibilities. We give him all sorts of assignments.
We're making a little headway on this money problem. It gets, the more you learn, the more mystifying it becomes.
Really?
Yes.
I see you're very clever.
Craziest thing is, I think I told you, we have reason to believe he got this money in his hand at some point.
$350.
What was left of the $350? He apparently was called on to produce it so it could be sent over to LaRue. As far as we know, he produced it and was sent to LaRue, maybe in two installments. I've learned that he went in late in the year, and I haven't got the precise dates, but very late in 72, he went in and sold all his stocks. Something less than $100,000 worth. And it was not for economic purposes because he took losses. So many of them that are lost. He came out with a net loss. Well, the only thing I can assume is he had to come up with some cash quick. I can only assume it was to replace the money he already used. I can only assume he had to replace some money, and that's going to be something that we'll never get his financial records before the first of the week. But the more we can prepare on this, of the circumstances, the more we can interest people that are digging that. It's interesting, he was requiring under the conflict of interest standards everybody to complete the best that you want White House staff for at least 2 years. Sold off this in late 72. Had quite a portfolio. It's interesting.
Yeah, he was the guy in charge of that. Yeah.
Well, I think he really relegated the Fed dealings that Gilles Smith worked on. But,
well, these tangential issues are bound to be there. That's what make a lot of those to be held.
But they're not the center of the issue, and I think that if he... I would hope that he would stretch as far as possible, get into as many of them as possible. And I think then it will be more and more apparent that he is trying really just to get the president. And the more he puts in extraneous, the more it's going to demonstrate that he doesn't have it. The central issue. not now pretty old hat reaction. The ITT, what more can be said about ITT at this point? Very little.
I don't know anything about
it. So much of it's been in the press. They had detailed hearings. There's not much more to it.
Did he work on that?
Yes, sir. Had two big files on it. Had two big files on it. He didn't take anything out of the files on these extraneous things. As near as we can tell, he took Watergate-related materials, and he apparently took the press summaries that have your comments on them. Now,
how the devil would he get those? He's not supposed
to. Well, he only has a very few, I assume. The ones that are marked.
Not supposed to get the originals.
No originals.
Oh, you mean
the excerpts with comments. Once it went to him, I looked at all of them thoroughly. Unless he got some that were sent to other people from somewhere else, he might have got some additional. I've been through most of them, and there might be some comments people would say something about, but there's nothing there that's...
I don't think quite so. Well, not on Watergate, I know.
No, not on Watergate at all. And I think there's nothing there on the others except, you know,
why don't we do
normal reaction. Why don't we do it back to them or something like that? Which is no great problem.
He took those out. Three weeks.
that talks about them.
Is that right?
Yes.
But she ignored this story. The bad story that she ignored.
Only to the extent she said the administration attacked him, or the White House was attacked. But White makes no apologies for the fact that he's a friend of Pence. He doesn't even make a pretense of objectivity. So, this is very well out in the open. Everybody in the Senate knows. And in the public,